One cell, is this on?
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain just cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. A point number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, coming to grave with them, you're never walking out again. So you're back on the war path. Don't turn your back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag. Check my dangerous slang, atrocious. When I let these nuts hang, focus, it's Wu-Tang. What the fuck's a hoodie and the blowfish? I wave my black flag at the roaches who approaches. These twin super soakers who have poisonous darts for copers. Too late to get your blowgun unhosted. Your left butted up and lightly toasted. So what? I drink and smoke too much. So what? I cut too much.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother-in-arms, Mr. Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And there is no Mr. Banff or Leroy Jetstream, at least at the moment. That could change depending on who decides to log in later or not. But for now, we're tag-teaming it. Tag-team back again. That's all the singing you get from me.
Yeah, please.
And we are recording on Tuesday, January 29th, 2013. Make sure to go to our website, theclicknation.com, where you can find all our content from blog articles to the various podcasts we all host. And also follow us on Twitter. The group account is at theclicknation. My personal Twitter account is at timdogg98.
I'm at the underscore Adam underscore Black on Twitter.
And make sure to like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and to our YouTube account, youtube.com/TheClickNation. We've got a Google Plus page and a Google Plus community that you can add us to your circles and follow us on there. Just search for The Click Nation for the G Plus page, and for the community it should be called The Click Nation Community. And if you ever want to send us some feedback to be read on the show, make sure to send that to our email address, theclicknation@gmail.com. And the last two plugs go out to Comic Related Podcast and Network at comicrelated.com. They are another website that hosts some of our podcasts. Mostly they have a bunch of different comic book related podcasts, and they're nice enough to let us post our podcasts on their website as well. So check them out. And lastly, popculturenetwork.com. The nice people over there provide me with the comic books that I do for my comic book reviews. So that's popculturenetwork.com. So I guess the theme of this episode will mostly be us reviewing the 2013 Royal Rumble. We had a nice get together at Adam Black's house, and the Click Nation was all there in attendance to watch and have a good time. Good Zaxby's platter.
Yeah, Zaxby's wings and chicken fingers.
And some potato chips and fries.
Yep.
And beer.
Of course.
Even though I didn't have any.
Yep. It was a good time had by all.
Yep. So before we get into that, like I said, that'll be the theme of the show, but we also did some recording the night before the Royal Rumble, where we got together at Mr. Bamp's condo, and basically we were just chilling, watching DVDs. I think we got there, he was watching one of those Superman movies. Which one was it?
Superman 2.
And then we watched the Avengers, and we finally got Agent Smith to be on the recording. It was his first time we ever had a chance to finally get him in attendance, and we could record his voice. So basically I just turned my laptop on and we used the mic on that, and I just recorded everything while we were all just chilling and talking. So that'll be at the end of the episode, end of this episode. But for now, we're going to move on to some Click Nation news.
Alright. Well, I guess we'll just tag team the news stories.
Yeah, we just go back and forth. Alright. Start off.
Alright, this was actually from the 17th of January, but I thought it would be funny to include. Rob Liefeld posted basically a excerpt of a screenplay he was writing to Dream Movie Cast, the website, and basically it's a Image Comics biopic, and he included suggestions as far as who he would like to be, him in the movie and the other Image Comic co-creators. And basically, it's just how the comic book company came to be, and the ups and downs that occurred. Apparently, Rob Liefeld has been keeping a memoir, and he has about 100-page script. So, of course, you're probably wondering, well, who did Rob Liefeld want to star in his movie? The movie is called Icons. And it will feature Chris Pine playing Rob Liefeld.
I mean, he looks like him, kinda.
Yeah.
And he's an actor, so why not?
Yeah. Christian Bale would play Todd McFarlane. Now, it would be the Christian Bale that was the more of the crackhead that was in The Fighter versus the buff Christian Bale from the Batman movies. But looking at these pictures, I'm like, yeah, I could see it. Let's see some other people. Jeffrey Arend as Jim Valentino. I'll post the pictures on the site when we do the post, but it'll be someone you recognize. Joe Manganiello. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. As Mark Sylvester. May not be. Don't look that foreign. Rob Corddry as Eric Larson, which I'm like, you know what? That is absolutely perfect. He does look like Eric Larson. John Cho as Jim Lee. Richard Jenkins as Larry Martyr. I believe that's one of the guys behind Image Comics that helped them start out. Tony Sirico as Tom DeFalco, Marvel Comics editor in chief at the time. Dabney Coleman as Terry Stewart, who was the I believe, the president of Marvel Comics at that time.
Tested again, people to play, I guess, people on both sides.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just various people. And, you know, and here's an excerpt. Rob seated at a table at a comic convention, signing books for a group of 15 to 20 fans. He's thanking fans for their support, nodding, chatting with the crowd when something catches his eye. He looks right, and a dark-haired man approaches him. The man is slender. His face is gaunt. His stare is intense. He marches towards Rob with a deliberate swagger. This is Todd McFarlane. Picture Christian Bale in The Fighter, and you have Todd. Exactly. Lean, wiry, with sharp features. When Todd speaks, it's with a Canadian cadence that features that of the A, strange brew variety, blended with a heavy Boston accent. He is intense at all times. There is no light moments with Todd. He is enigmatic and compelling. Todd stands over Rob's table, flips through his portfolio. He says nothing. He continues to flip through the pages back and forth for a bit before speaking. Todd. Liefeld, huh? Good work, bud. Rob looks up cautious. Rob says, Todd McFarlane. Todd, you betcha, bud. They shake hands. Rob stands. And then there was Todd. And that was the voiceover from Rob Liefeld. Close on Todd. I'm out to meet all the L boys. Rob looks puzzled. You know, the L boys. You know, Larson, Lee, Liefeld. All you fuckers making my life more difficult. It's like Marvel won't hire you unless your last name has an L in it. Fuck me. Pause. And that's the scene.
Okay. I'm sure it'll look a lot better on screen.
Yeah, if it ever gets made, but right now it's just like a fan pick. Or, you know, it's just, you know, apparently it is Rob Liefeld confirmed that this is in fact true.
I'm down with it. I go see it.
Yeah, I think it'll be more of the straight to video variety, but that's just me.
Alright, your turn, sir.
Dark Knight Returns Part 2 is out today on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes.
I've yet to watch Part 1 because I forget I have the digital copy. But now that I know, I can hopefully knock it out this week.
Yeah, Part 1 was definitely probably the best Batman movie they've done so far.
I've seen some of the clips online of the from Part 2, like I saw Batman beating up Joker in the sewers today, and saw some Batman taking on the police and Robin taking on a street thug.
Okay.
So, definitely, even though we haven't seen it, definitely recommend it. It definitely was a great graphic novel. And it looks like from what I've heard, they've taken dialogue straight from it and just added it to the movie, and the movie even has the same art style, so can't go wrong with that.
Oh yeah. It's good. You know, it is possibly the best adaptation of any comic book story ever, so yeah. Good for them. Alright. I got this is from Geek Tyrant. These were about a month ago, they found out from an inside source at Cosmic Book News, who found out some of the bio information for the Justice League movie. The info provided gives a breakdown of the characters that will be involved with the film and reveals that the Superman used in the movie is basically the same character from the Man of Steel, and that Zack Snyder is helping write the character. It also revealed that Alfred and Lois Lane will have small roles in the story. Basically, there's a breakdown of each character. Superman, essentially the same character from Man of Steel as we discussed before. Batman will be the strategist of the group. Doesn't want to be involved with these superpowered beings he considers too powerful, especially the most complex ridden Wonder Woman, who's only been in Man's World a few short months. and the script for a Wonder Woman project will be set before the Justice League movie. The Green Lantern, this is a good note, would be the Ryan Reynolds character from the Green Lantern movie, but will you freshly bring with a more serious tone. Excuse me. Flash will be the most popular hero in civilian eyes, who loves media attention but when called upon is very serious. Martian Manhunter, alien who has lived on Earth in secret for over 100 years, who has knowledge of Darkseid and his reign.
Oh, so now Martian Manhunter's back in it?
Yeah. Apparently. We'll see. Well, now I have another note about this. This is from over a month ago. Aquaman will be the king of Atlantis, who has a key role in the film. And there will be a heavy military presence in the film, and which will include characters featured in the Man of Steel or even Amanda Waller. And Alfred Pennyworth is in the film in a minor appearance, as well as Lois Lane. And Darkseid's elite will be featured, who go up against the Justice League early on in the film. Now, fast forward 5 days ago, and more news got posted. Basically, they have confirmed the 5 members that made the cut for the movie. It will be Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and The Flash. This was provided by Geek Tyrant by a source at Latino Review. So that basically contradicts the earlier stuff, but you never know. It could be, you know, it could be something that was just put out there to throw people off.
For some reason, I think it would make sense to have a smaller cast so they can focus on each character. But something tells me Aquaman still will be in the movie. I don't quite believe all bets.
Yeah, Bant had told me a story, something that he had heard, that they never wanted to do an animated project with Aquaman, and he said it's unlikely they'll ever do anything with him, just because the character is just not that popular.
Ever have him in a live action movie or animated movie or anything?
Yeah, well, at least animated, so maybe their feeling is the same for this live action project.
So it could be easier to do an animated feature than live action. It could be just like the...
I think they're just thinking about the fact that they're afraid no one would buy it.
I was going to say, it could be good just like the Wonder Woman movie was.
Well, the Wonder Woman movie was good, but no one really bought it. That's the problem.
They keep making all these Batman, Superman movies.
Well, there's a lot of stories to, you know, get from Batman, and as well as Superman, so.
And other characters.
Yeah. But, you know, they go with the things that will sell.
Alright, it's ranting time. Young Justice, Green Lantern, the animated series officially canceled. Clone Wars moves? So, this is from Newsarama. This news came down Monday that, I guess, I don't know why, but Cartoon Network released their fall 2013 TV lineup. Mm-hmm. Seems like it's kind of early for that, but I guess not. And Green Lantern, the animated series, and Young Justice were missing from Cartoon Network's lineup for the fall. So that started speculation early by people that both shows were probably going to be canceled. And then it was all but confirmed by a Warner Brothers representative. And let's see, this is coming from Newsarama. Oh, I just clicked on this link and it's been updated since yesterday. Okay. Bye-bye. Young Justice, Green Lantern, and Saves both end when their current seasons, which were interrupted more than once in their runs, end later this spring. Maps through their exclusion on Cartoon Network's new and returning shows press release for fall 2013. The series both suffered from broken up seasons, including a sudden and unexplained pause in the fall of 2012 after only a few episodes of each. representative from Warner Brothers Animation confirmed to Newsarama the cancellation. Cartoon Network's only official stance is that the new episodes already produced will continue to air. In their place in the DC Nation hour-long block on Cartoon Network will be previously announced series Beware the Batman, which, like Green Lantern animated series, uses computer-generated animation, and Teen Titans Go, a comedically bent rehash of the successful Teen Titans animated series. And also excluded from the returning list, it seems Star Wars The Clone Wars will be moving to a Disney-owned TV channel, as was expected after their purchase of Lucasfilm. Disney XD seems likely, but no word from their camp yet. Supervising director Dave Filoni and multiple cast members have confirmed work on a sixth season of the series. And updated today, Green Lantern animated series showrunner Giancarlo Volpe, who I follow on Twitter, has also confirmed the end of the series via Twitter, saying that luckily they didn't find out via press release. This time we knew. They just didn't want us to announce it publicly until they did. No comment from Young Justice's Brandon Vieta yet, though in foreshadowing he announced his and Greg Wiseman's work on season 2 was completed way back on October 24, 2012, and he has been working on a Scooby-Doo WWE special for the last 6 weeks or so. Ugh.
Ah!
They talked about that on RBR this week.
Yeah, we talked about it on this show as well.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Shows how I pay attention.
Yes.
So, yes, my favorite show currently now, Young Justice, will not be returning for a second season. I kind of already knew this was gonna happen, especially when the show was just yanked off the air back in November with no warning or no explanation whatsoever. I guess I'm used to my shows being canceled, so I'm not too distraught over it. It's what happens. I just want season 1 and 2 released, and to get you release season 1 in the you can release season 1 in a DVD or Blu-ray package, and season 2 separately, you know, both seasons in their own DVD / Blu-ray packaging release. But don't split up. Don't do what they've been doing, where they've been splitting up. Like, here's 4 episodes from season 1, and here's 4 more episodes and another DVD and 4 more. Just give them all to me in one complete set, and preferably Blu-ray. That's all I want, just so I can go back and watch it whenever I want to.
Yep. With Young Justice, that will bring the episode total once completed to be 46 episodes. Yeah, I'm just real disappointed. I feel bad, but at least Young Justice got more than one season to really prove its worth. And, you know, Green Lantern, pretty much, I feel it was just sabotaged from the start.
Yeah, but they got dicked over.
Yeah, I mean, they just got sabotaged from the start. Then you add in the late starts, the decision to just not air episodes and that type of thing.
At least they showed them in order, at least it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, I got what they were trying to do, but I'm just sad that it was unique because they went outside of the normal DC universe, and this was part of the DC animated universe. We have to remember that, too. So it's in the same continuity as the original Batman, the Superman animated series, Justice League Unlimited.
You say it takes place in the same universe?
It's supposed to be in the same universe. It's supposed to be the DC animated series. It's supposed to be part of that DC animated universe. But, you know, it's just a shame that we won't be able to see any other interactions between, you know, Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, and the rest of the DC characters, which probably would have been done if they had another season. But it's just sad. You know, there were a lot of decisions that with this series that I disagreed with. Using the Red Lanterns from the jump, I thought was a bad move. They finally did do a Sinestro story a couple weeks ago, but it's still Sinestro that's with the Green Lantern Corps, which you knew eventually we were going to get a story where Sinestro turns on the Corps.
Yeah, now we won't see it.
Well, I mean, I think there's still, we still got a few episodes left of Green Lantern. Let's see. I go to my trusty Wikipedia. And of the episodes, I know 26 will be the final total.
It doesn't matter, that they've barely shown over 10.
Well, no, 19 have aired.
Oh.
But what they did, they tried to split it into 13 episode story arcs, even though it seemed longer. But, you know,
the only problem I have with Green Lantern, it's not on the caliber of Young Justice, so.
Yeah, definitely not. Story in Young Justice is 10 times better than what they were doing in Green Lantern.
I don't mind them doing the Red Lanterns first, but basically they're using the same formula for season 2 now. It's the Manhunters, and it's like they go from world to world fighting the Manhunters over and over and over again. That's how season 1 went with the Red Lanterns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically it's same exact story, true. But I would have done the Manhunter story first, really.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I would have done the Manhunters first, and then because of the result, I believe because of what happened with the Manhunters, that caused Atrocitus to, you know, get built the rage and cause him to get a Red Lantern ring eventually. So you could have done that first. Then you could have possibly went into the, you know, Green Lantern on Earth, which, you know, they did maybe 2 episodes. Well, no, only, I think it was 2 episodes where he was on Earth. But the rest have been in space, which was cool because we really haven't been in space much, you know, in the DC animated universe, so.
Yeah. But yeah, season 2 could have, it could have tried to go a different, just do something a little different from the same formula they were using in season 1. That's all I say. What else you got?
Apple unveils the 128 gigabyte version of iPad 4. They'll have twice the maximum space of the current 4th generation iPads, but they're not for bargain hunters. The Wi-Fi only model will carry a retail price of $799. While the ones that also have they have the ability to pick up a cell signal will go for $929. They'll be available next Tuesday, which will be February the... Hold on, crap. Live TV, y'all. Yeah, their radio.
Maybe sometime in the future.
February the 5th, next Tuesday.
There you go.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Not sure why.
As far as the storage.
I don't know why you'd need all that storage, but hey, I've had it.
I mean, dude, you could put...
Get with the cloud storage.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that is a lot of storage. I thought 64 gigs would be enough, but I mean, if you want to include every bit of music, I mean, that would be perfect. I mean, you could, like, especially with someone like Banff with all his CDs, you know, he could pretty much put everything he owns on that iPad and still have space. Plus, you know, still have plenty of room for apps.
Yep. You kept every app you ever downloaded and never deleted any.
Sure. Yeah. All right. What's next?
Marvel's Inhumans headed to DVD in new animated feature. Yeah, I remember news about this a while ago and then kind of forgot about it until I saw it pop back up today. Except let me actually open the article from comicbooktherapy.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read the whole article, but sort of give some bullet points. As soon as it comes up. Back when people were speculating over what movies were going to be included in Marvel's Phase 2, Inhumans was being talked about, and ultimately Marvel didn't go with Inhumans, and they probably went with Guardians of the Galaxy instead. So okay. Now they're not totally forgetting about Inhumans, so they'll actually have their own animated movie. Let's see. So it'll be released in April of this year as part of the Marvel Knights collection. The film will be chock full of bonus features as well as a graphic rich cover and a unique comic book style plastic sleeve that bridges the comic book to DVD concept. DVD will retail for $14.97 when it releases in a few months.
Okay.
So, yeah. Around springtime.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
At least they're using...
Which I had commented that was a good move by Marvel. Do the same thing DC's doing. Getting this straight to DVD game.
As long as you put out good product. DC has put out some good stuff in there. Not everything's a home run, but, you know... So far, the content has been pretty decent.
Because everything Marvel has isn't going to be used in a
major project.
Yeah, feature major movie or even on TV.
Right.
So, shoot. And even DC doing Superman and Batman movies, they still make the animated movies too, so...
Yeah.
Go for it.
You got... Both of these companies have rich histories of books, so... We need to see more. You know, and, you know, the Inhumans is a really big stretch. I mean, it's a group of characters that normal people would not recognize. I mean, they wouldn't know what you were talking about if you told them, hey, the Inhumans are coming out. They wouldn't know.
Yeah. But now they can learn.
Yes.
You got anything?
The next story I had was, the Wonder Woman CW drama Amazon was not included in the 8 pickups for pilots that the CW had, and instead will probably be rolled to next pilot season. But they still have to see a script, and there is a possibility that the movie, that the pilot may go into production if the network is happy with the final script.
So first it was rumored to be gone, but it's coming back.
Yes.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, that's bad. Alright. Iceman, Kitty Pryde, and Rogue return for X-Men Days of Future Past. So, with the news of the first class sequel, Days of Future Past, there's been a lot, you know, involving time travel, there's been a lot of talk and speculation on which actors and actresses will be returning to reprise their roles, and we got a couple definites. Let's see. Along with, of course, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, playing the older Professor X and Magneto, Hugh Jackman coming back to be Wolverine. We also got, like I said, Iceman, Bobby Drake was the Ashmore guy. I forget his first name. What are these people's names in this article? This is coming from Screen Rant. So yeah, Ashmore is Iceman, and Anna Paquin as Rogue, and Kitty Pryde was played by
Ellen. Was it Ellen Page?
Yeah, they'll all be returning. And so far, Famke Janssen as Jean Grey and January Jones as White Queen haven't been confirmed. They're still waiting to hear anything from the director.
Sean Ashmore, that was his name.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And Bryan Singer is directing it, right? Yeah.
Oh. Well, we got Leroy Jetstream online.
Let's see if he actually will join us. So, there's that. Let's see what else we got.
I got another one. Oops. Oh, sorry.
JJ, huh?
No, I'm talking to Kirsten. Go ahead.
Oh. JJ Abrams confirmed to direct Star Wars Episode 7 and still working on Star Trek 3. This is from ScreenRant.com also. Let's see what they say. So yes, he has been confirmed to be directing the new Star Wars Episode 7, but everyone is curious what that leaves for him in the Star Trek franchise. J.J. Abrams is known for his cloak and dagger method of hyping upcoming projects, so it's fitting that reports by him directing Star Wars Episode 7 arrived just a couple months after he announced in public that I declined any involvement very early on with the new installment. Newly appointed Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy has released a statement confirming that the man who successfully rebooted Star Trek is breathing new life into Star Wars by directing the seventh installment. Meanwhile, Paramount has offered assurances that Abrams will continue to collaborate behind the scenes on its franchises like Mission Impossible and a follow-up to this summer's Trek reboot sequel, Star Trek Into Darkness. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see if he actually does still lend his talents to Star Trek, at least
in the future. I'm wondering. You can dial in Jetstream, Tim.
Alright.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, alright, what are we doing today?
We're just basically talking about news, Royal Rumble, and that's it. But, yeah, we're just doing news right now. I closed the tab out. Back into it. Do you have any other news, Adam Black?
Well, this is something. YouTube may be the home for a possible new WWE network. Well, this is what YouTube is doing. They've reached out to a small group of channel producers and asked them to submit applications to create channels that users would have to pay to access. As of now, it appears that the first paid channels will cost somewhere between $1 and $5 a month. So, in addition to episodic content, YouTube is also considering charging for content libraries and access to live events, a la pay-per-view, as well as self-help or financial advice shows. So they're saying that basically this could be an avenue for WWE to have their network. But, you know, that's also something good for other channels out there. Mainly, they said they reached out to Machinima, Maker Studios, and Fullscreen, who only do, like, internet content.
I know I saw a link earlier today or earlier tonight about Netflix. At least I'll read the heading because I can find it real quick.
You guys have no anything with the new streaming thing with them, but they just emailed me about it. I just had to sign up because they're like, well, they want a subscription. I mean, free subscription. Mm-hmm. But I think it runs out or something like that. And if you do the paid subscription, then you get to get 4 movies from out of the box. But I don't know about it. I mean, it's supposed to be just like Netflix, except out of the Redbox.
Oh, so it's available down here now. Interesting.
Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix wants at least 5 new shows a year. The goal is to become HBO faster than HBO can become us. Interesting.
Well, you know, they got that Arrested Development that's in development. No pun. It's good as long as we get new shows. And with Netflix, what they'll do, they'll put every show out. You know, they won't just put one episode out a week. They'll just put all the episodes out, and you can just watch them at your leisure.
Yeah. And the last article I had was Ant-Man and Doctor Strange confirmed as the Marvel Phase 3 movies. So no Black Panther yet.
Damn it.
But yeah, we're going to get Ant-Man and Doctor Strange in our Phase 3. So, Ant-Man, I think, like I was saying, I got in a conversation earlier today about this. Ant-Man, yes, no one is checking for Ant-Man, an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it'll suck. Because I think it'll actually be entertaining and fun. But yes, no one is actually waiting with, was it bated breath? How do you say it for an Ant-Man movie? And Doctor Strange, I guess that could be.
No, cool. I think Doctor Strange is good. I mean, and Doctor Strange still has a big following. And probably Ant-Man. And it'll probably bring a lot of old heads out to woodwork. And then, you know, the whole thing will be a cult. And, you know, you can even do a tie, you know, vampires and stuff like that with a little bit more easier than, you know, Ant-Man. And, you know, I get big, small. That's pretty much it, Ant-Man.
Yep, he gets big, he gets small.
I mean, but don't get me wrong, I like, you know, especially the direction they went with the book where, you know, he's a tortured genius, piece of ass husband. Yeah, I like him, like. No, he's great to me, but earlier, it was just like, and, you know, he's like probably one of the small in the Marvel Universe, but like the least respected. Like, they're like, you know, as smart as you could do is figure out how to get smaller and bigger. No. Reed Richards, one of the other ones, said, like, shit, you don't really do those. You can't get no bigger without. So, no respect, and what else he do? He made, what is, I don't know if they were going to do that line, the,
Ultron?
Yeah, Ultron, if they were going to do, if they were going to.
You want characters he created, or?
He built Ultron, that's the main thing that they ran with for a while, that he built Ultron. Because he felt he was getting disrespected amongst the Marvel eggheads. You know, all of them did some shit. He didn't really. And even Banner messed up and made Hulk. He's a gamma ray, you know. But him, you know, expert on ants for a long time and just they call him for little jobs. So, you know, then he got big, you know. That was his wife who. Well, anyway, that one worked. But I still. A bigger pool than Ant-Man. You gotta explain Ant-Man pool, but Doctor Strange is pretty easy.
Yeah, I think it, you know, you now you can put in the magic side of the Marvel Universe, so I think it will work for them.
People will be into that part with, you know, the magic and the occult, and, you know, he's kind of a character that people get to rediscover, because, I mean, we all know Strange, but even when I was young, I got on Doctor Strange late. Strange was hot, like late 70s and the early 80s. That's when he was. I think he even had a TV show or something back then. So that's when he was hot. On him, like real late. Like, oh, this is the dude with the powers, you know, come out of his hands. And does the piece open the doorway? And I couldn't get into him back then. I mean, now. When I was a kid, I was waiting for the Hulk to smash something or waiting on for anybody but him. X-Men, Spider-Man, Alternate Dimension, and do away with the demons.
Okay.
And now we're going to transition over to our review of the Royal Rumble. So on the Click Nation side of things, we, like I said earlier, we all got together. Myself, Mr. Banff, Agent Smith, and what was their guy's name?
Dre.
We all got together at Adam Blatt's house. And like I said, we had the Zaxby platter going. And we watched the Royal Rumble. So we'll just go down match for match and get the results and what we thought. We missed the pre-show. Miz taking on Antonio Cesaro for the U.S. title, because
that was on YouTube.
On YouTube, and we weren't online at the moment. So, but the actual Royal Rumble started up with the the tag team title match between Team Hell No and Team Road Goggles.
You're missing the
Match. It's the last man standing match for the World Heavyweight Championship. Alberto Del Rio, the champion, took on the Big Show, the challenger.
Before that, Mr. Banff got angry because of the fact that Bret Hart showed up and called Alberto Del Rio a Mexican Bret Hart, and he was like, good grief.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had a backstage segment. Bret Hart called Alberto the Mexican Bret Hart.
And, you know, of course, he called him a Canadian Alberto Del Rio.
And, Big Show lost, ended up losing to Alberto Del Rio when he got put in the armbar and Ricardo Rodriguez tied Big Show, where he taped Big Show to the ring rope so he couldn't beat the 10 count.
Yeah, it's a spot that's been done before. I mean, John Cena did it in the
Last Man Standing match against Orton, right?
No, against Batista, and a lot of people got angered over that. But when you do it against Big Show, it makes sense. But it was clever, and because Big Show's arm was aching, he couldn't get up to untie his feet.
Yeah.
So there you had that. What did you think of the match overall?
It was alright. I mean, I was kind of half paying attention to it. Wasn't giving it full attention. Like I said, it was the opening show. Or the opening match, I should say.
Yeah, it was good enough for Kickstarter. To jumpstart the event.
Yeah. And next up we had, as you hear,
he's eating. He's eating. He said we're going to be silent for a minute. I figure we'll talk to him about some of that stuff we talked about with Agent Smith later.
He could actually mute the mic. Tell him to mute.
I'll tell him that.
Oop, okay. he's back. Anyway. Let's see, so after that we had the tag team title match, Team Hell No and Team Road Scholars. And Daniel Bryan and Kane retained their titles as Bryan put Damian Sandow in the no lock for the submission. I guess a lot of people were surprised that the match ended so quickly and so decisively also.
Yeah, I think they needed to give these guys more time. I mean, as it is, they took off a Caitlyn match.
Oh, yeah, the women's match got taken off the card.
Yeah, they took it off, and I think it was just to give them more time. But, if you were going to do a match like this, these guys need at least, give them 15 minutes to work their magic. At least 10. I don't even think they got 10 minutes. Okay. So, these cats are good, even Kane. So, these guys that are in the ring are magic. So, I just wish we had more. Just a disappointment to have it end so fast.
And let's see. And then next up was Royal Rumble. So, for once, it didn't close out the night.
There's been where they didn't, where it hasn't closed up.
Yeah.
It just depends on the match. When you got the main event, your match has The Rock in it. That's going to close out unless The Rock was in the Rumble, and that wasn't going to happen. So,
right. So we had Dolph Ziggler as number one, and surprise entrant Chris Jericho, the number two entrant.
Yeah, against the guy who got him fired, basically. So, you had a little connection there. And, definitely for once, the internet, no one knew about this at all.
I remember reading that Jericho was in Arizona. Oh, no, he was in California Saturday at an event. And then he made the drive to Arizona, and they kept him in a bus until it was time for him to actually
walk out there.
Right.
So, I mean, literally, for once, no one knew the surprise at all. And Jericho, I mean, once the music played, I was like, wait a minute, like, he's here. And then, before you know it, Jericho was there.
And so, the other surprise entrants we had were Goldust, mm-hmm. Godfather.
Yeah, that was a real surprise.
Was that
even though his appearance was very short.
Yeah. Yeah, Godfather, he came in, got knocked out, and left with his hoes.
Like I said, pimping really ain't easy.
And the music never stopped playing.
Yeah.
Most important part.
Oh, yeah. But what did you think of the Rumble?
Well, we haven't got to the end yet.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Those were the surprises. And then finally, we had the final four, which were Ziggler, Ryback, Sheamus, and John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And final two were Cena and Ryback, and the winner was John Cena.
Crowd, you know, I think the crowd was, you know, at least for him somewhat. Of course, I think they were booing more when he was beating up on Ryback.
Yeah.
So, I kind of expected that, you know. My original thought was he was going to win the Rumble and challenge The Rock at WrestleMania, which we'll get to. Well, which basically is what Cena made his challenge the next night. So it was predictable, but I was kind of thinking that Ryback may have won it.
Feed me more.
Oh, and as far as the Click Nation, let me tell you, Mr. Banff hates Ryback. So he hates John Cena just as much. So he definitely didn't want either outcome of that to happen. Mr. Smith just hates John Cena, period. In an unhealthy way, almost, but you know, that's him. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, Jericho, having been out for like 5 months, proved he didn't have any ring rust. He was doing real well.
And I heard he signed on through WrestleMania. Supposedly, yep. They're teasing. Well, I guess one rumor is a Ryback Jericho feud. I was
I didn't expect that. I thought for sure it would be Big Show versus Ryback. Because they've supposedly got a hard on for Big Show, for Ryback doing a shell shock to the Big Show, stomping around the ring.
Oh yeah, that was another. I see that one more plausible than Jericho. You know, venting his big men.
I don't think he can do that to the Big Show. He can barely do it to Albert. So he'd need a lot of help.
And finally, we had the WWE Champion CM Punk going up against The Rock, and The Rock came out victorious after some shady business.
Where, basically, yeah. Rock was ready to hit the rock bottom on CM Punk, and Punk, right before it happened, the lights went out, and Rock basically got beat up by the Shield. But because the lights were out, well, let me give you a little info. Before the Rumble, Vince McMahon said that if the Shield interfere, then Ryback's, CM Punk would be stripped of the title. So he tried to be slick and have the lights out so no one could really see the Shield interfere, and thus he would be able to retain his championship. That was the plan. He managed to pin The Rock after the Shield beat him up and power bombed him through a table.
Oh yeah, so yeah, the lights came back on. Rock CM Punk got the Rock and took him back in the ring for the 1-2-3. Everyone that has half a brain knew that that wasn't going to be the ending of the match. And of course, Vince McMahon came back out and he was going to fire CM Punk. Or not fire, but strip. Was it strip him or fire him?
He was going to strip him of the championship.
Yeah. But Rock said, no. We're going to give the people what they want. And so Vince just restart the match. People's elbow, 1-2-3. Your new WWE champion is The Rock.
And then CM Punk's 400 plus day reign as champion. So, what did you think of that match?
Match was fun.
Yeah.
That's about all I got to really say about it. Rock sharpshooter didn't look too horrible.
Yeah, you know, we hate that. You know, I've heard a lot of complaints online, you know, basically that The Rock was gassed after 4 minutes, which is possible. I mean, the guy he's in bodybuilder shape. He's not in wrestling shape, but I didn't really have much complaints about it, so.
I mean, the guy gets all sweaty just from standing in Fast and Furious movies,
mm-hmm.
or Fast Five movies.
Yeah. But yeah, overall the Rumble wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it. Rumble is always a fun event to watch. Especially now that you got the surprises and everything.
Yeah, it's always the surprise entrants are always what makes it fun. So that's our Royal Rumble review. And I guess the main thing from Monday Night Raw that took place the night after is Vince McMahon got, I guess, footage of The Shield and Heyman and CM Punk working together, so.
After months, we find out that they were in collusion after all.
So Vince was going to fire, was it just Heyman?
Just Heyman.
Yeah, was about to fire just Heyman, and Brock Lesnar came out and F5'd him, I guess, and beat him up.
Which I can only conclude is the fact that basically what's going to happen is that he beat up Vince and now Triple H is going to come out of his retirement to face Lesnar in a rematch of a match that no one really wanted to see again, but you know.
Nope. Do not care.
At WrestleMania. Which still leaves what's going to happen with The Undertaker, which, you know, I'm guessing it could be CM Punk, I think. That would be a decent match.
I like Will's suggestion from RBR, Weekly Wrestling Talk Podcast, of make it a tag team match.
Player?
Brock and CM Punk versus...
Lesnar and... Oh, Triple H and Undertaker?
Yeah, Triple H and Undertaker.
That
actually would be fun. If you're going to do something with those guys, do that.
Yeah, and it's something that and Undertaker would be okay with. It wouldn't be something that would be that taxing on his body.
Yeah.
Alright, man, now that we've reviewed the Rumble, the next thing is going to be an exclusive discussion that was had on the Saturday before the Rumble, including Agent Smith, the fifth member of the Clique, to finally be on the show, so to speak. Discussion topics were Manateo, Lance Armstrong, and I believe the LA Lakers.
much further.
Here, just here.
I'm sorry, this is a dead end. You look surprised to see me again, Mr. Anderson. Well, that's the difference between us. I've been expecting you.
What do you want, Smith?
Oh, you haven't figured that out? Still using all the muscles except the one that matters. I want exactly what you want. I want everything.
Would that include a bullet from this gun?
Go ahead, shoot. The best thing about being me, there's so many me's. If you can't beat us, join us. We're not here because we're free. We're here because we're not free. There's no escaping reason, no denying purpose, because as we both know, without purpose, we would not exist.
It is purpose that created us. Purpose that connects us. Purpose that pulls us, that guides us, that drives us. It is purpose that defines. Purpose that binds us.
All right, Click Nation listeners, it's a special recording because we are once again all in attendance tonight. Well, not everyone's in attendance because Leroy Jetstream is not here, but...
Cotton Negro.
We do have myself, Tim Dog, and Adam Black, and Mr. Banff, and the missing member that we've referenced on occasion here and there. What do you want to call yourself?
Smith.
Mr. Agent Smith, I guess is what we're calling him.
Purpose.
And we're just chilling. We're sitting here watching Avengers on Blu-ray on Mr. Banff's, in the Mr. What do you call your place?
Oh, the Click Skypad.
The Click Skypad. So yeah, we're just sitting here watching Avengers game tomorrow. Get together again and watch the 2013 Royal Rumble. Agent Smith, go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners at home.
Fucking okay, Agent Smith.
Yep, little saint.
See, bitches.
Hopefully the speaker picked that up.
You see it live.
Hoes.
Yeah. So, we're just in here chilling. Figured I'd hit the record button and pick up a couple audio hits here for the podcast. So earlier you were doing a rant on Manti Te'o, so if you want to start ranting and raving about that again.
My partner was that one. My tag team partner, my old Te'o.
Who's that?
Alright, then introduce.
Oh yeah, we also have
Dre.
Dre, friend of the Click, is here also.
Click, bro.
We just basically sit here and record ourselves and upload it on the internet.
Come up with business notions.
Yeah.
What about my old Tia?
T-I-E was stupid or a liar. That's what we about mother Tia. I told you.
Oh, he's a stupid liar. I say he a liar or stupid.
At the best, he's just fucking stupid.
Alright. So, okay. He met a girl. He saw her from afar, right?
Yes.
He saw her from afar.
From afar. It's hard. It's like an R&B song.
And instantly fell in love, right?
You know what I'm saying?
And that's where the story
is. He's curious.
He was curious about it. He was curious.
About
he was
curious. Yeah.
And you said they were talking online for 3 years.
It was three? 3 years.
3 years.
3 years. He talking online.
Three years. Got no ass.
No ass.
No ass. No face to face time.
No ass that we know of.
No ass. No, well, he got some ass. You know.
No ass. Do we know? Really? No, do we know?
No, we really don't.
Ass. See, my thing
is the mouth
is. You are not gonna hold a longest relationship with a chick who has cancer. You just not gonna fucking do it. I'm sorry. I know it sounds mean, but you're not gonna fucking do it. If let's say
you went out with a girl.
Yeah. It's like the second or third date.
It sure is sexy, baby.
I have cancer.
Bitch, what?
Bye. I'm going to stick with you all the way through. I don't fucking know you. No. I mean, it's mean.
I ain't locking you.
I don't think it's a bitch anymore. I mean, it's mean, but it's
I super kick it over. I buy you something.
And these are the views of Dre.
I mean, I just don't believe you do no shit like that. That's just me.
I just think you just mad because of damn that's in the championship game or whatever. You had damn 9 missed tackles and shit like that. You just, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to create a store. I'm Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and shit.
Woo! I'm just starting with, let me ask you this. Was she in a car accident and found out she had cancer? Or did she
have cancer first?
And then got in the car accident.
She had cancer first, then got into the car accident.
Then she died. Did she die because of cancer, or the car accident? It was just a little play that happened.
Because you said Alabama gonna beat them by their own 14 point SEC.
You know, Notre Dame has to be pissed because they finally, like, you know, the number one team in the country again. And people are talking about them, but they're talking about the exact same thing. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in sports. It really is. And people are interested in it, which I don't understand.
Well, that's tabloid TV.
Because it was fun to make jokes on. That was,
not just that, in the beginning. It was also the fact that I think people could, I guess, relate to it because it seemed.
How the fuck do you relate to that?
Because everyone talks to people online.
Show about catfish, so
yeah.
My thing is this: when did it start to be work? Like I said, I'm talking to him every fucking night.
Yeah,
every night. It's every not funny night. Now. I got to sit there like, damn, I know he's gonna call. I got to see to talk about.
I got
Where's Notre Dame in Indiana? I got to talk about chemo. South Bend. Yeah. I gotta talk about fucking South
Indiana. I gotta talk about Indiana.
It's nothing South in
about South snow. About fucking snow. I gotta talk about snow.
While I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah. Right. I gotta talk. You know
who does that?
And cancer treatments.
Yeah.
And my fake pussy.
Yeah.
That don't really exist.
I'm like showed up.
Just like Charlie the Train.
I'm like showed up on that nigga. Please,
nigga. Please.
But now you want me to feel sorry for you.
That's impossible.
Because you missed 9 of 10 tackles in a national championship game.
You know how you have a shitty team. That Notre Dame team.
That's shitty. Get in the conference then.
They ain't need to come because they too greedy.
Yeah. $600 million or whatever the shit is that they...
No, that was just basketball.
No, just basketball. But they said they'll go ahead and play like 3 ACC teams every year.
Yeah. 3.
And I believe ACC for taking that because.
And guess what? Who gonna jump on the bandwagon? BYU fucking you.
I wouldn't take. What the fuck is BYU? When the last time they actually won it? Like?
I thought it was when Ty Detmer was playing.
Oh shit! I ain't heard that name in 30 goddamn years. Ty Detmer.
Shit! With basketball, damn Sean Bradley when he came to Southwest Gym, he bumped the head on the door to the Sharon Ryan camp. Yeah, Sharon Wright camp. Is her? He came through that. We was out of school then. Yeah, he ain't that. He crashed his car.
What is wrong there?
He's overseas, a scout. Bro. He's a scout for the Spurs or either a promoter for Budweiser.
What the hell? He's a scout.
Yeah, he's a scout for the Spurs.
I thought we were playing overseas.
No, he's a scout for somebody. Spurs or somebody.
Lance Armstrong, man, I tell you, it was on, I mean, Lance Armstrong, it was a hot topic for maybe 24 hours, until Tao just took it over. I don't know why that Tao story just took off so quickly, because you can smell what Tao was cooking.
Sorry, that was my phone making sexy noises.
That was me burping and drinking.
Yeah,
really at the same damn time.
Yeah, I mean, Lance Armstrong, he lied. We knew about the day before the interview started. We knew, like, every single detail almost about what he talked about with Oprah. Then we had to get a two-part interview with Oprah.
And it was 3 hours.
I'm still mad that Oprah... taped the interview on a Tuesday and then it waited 2 days to air it on Thursday.
But it's on OWN. Nobody, what channel OWN? table.
Just so she could go around and do interviews of people.
What channel OWN?
Oh, I don't know.
It's late somewhere.
It's 65 on mine.
That's all I
see.
That's all you freaking know. That's why she had to do it.
I just see people.
It's 65 on mine, but OWN.
I
thought that was Ultimate One Nation, One War Nation. I thought it was
right. I just don't really give a shit.
But she do like all the war.
I mean, you know what pisses me off though about that is the fact that like take the instance of Marion Jones. Everybody was out to crucify her ass when they find out she was doing, you know, doping. Yeah. Motherfuckers want to make excuses for damn Lance Armstrong. Oh, he had cancer. So fucking what? He had cancer. No, he was doping.
When he first started.
I don't give a shit.
Before he got cancer, he was already
doping. Yeah. So that means he's been a cheater his whole life.
What I don't respect is the fact that when people call you out on it, you sue them and crucify them in the press. That is what I don't respect out of that. That is the worst thing ever.
I'm going to tell you my point is, I agree with that. But hell, if you're gonna take the drugs in the
room, I'm gonna put it out.
You still got to exercise to do it. But right. When you take money from motherfuckers that promote you and stuff, that's the problem that I had. Just like with Charles said, that's my problem. I mean, you take the dope or whatever you do and shoot it up, you still gonna have to go exercise.
But that's the thing with the baseball players. Yeah, they didn't sue people.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Somebody got sued for telling the truth about his ass. That makes you a disgusting human being. Yeah. That's what I'm strong. I've lost all respect for you. Fuck
you. You sit there and tell me,
I hope you get
well, I hope I get a chance to go back and raise again. Bitch, they ain't not finna make you raise again.
They gonna do it.
Why?
Because you know what they
gonna do? Money.
No, because he gonna tell on people. He gonna
tell on everybody that's out there that did it.
Oh, yeah.
That did it.
You know what? Nah. Like I said, I hope he get canceled in his balls again and them sons of bitches fall the fuck off.
Well, he got one fell off, didn't he?
Yeah,
he got one left.
Yeah.
I hope he got one. I'll lose the other one.
Hope he lose his dick.
Lose the other one.
I can't believe
the bitch.
I'm just surprised that actually made the news because you know he did something. The whole sport does. That's the whole sport. That is what the sport is known for.
But see, my point about that, I'm like, okay, man. You know, that's fine, man. But you ain't apologize to all these folks that costing all this money. Yeah,
people lost their lives because you called them liars.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, wow. You ain't got nothing, you know.
I mean, basically, being an asshole.
Basically, hell, the case is being an asshole.
Basically. A real life asshole. What are you? Real life asshole.
A disgusting human being is what he is.
Here are lies.
How on you?
I mean, but that pretty much dominated sports for the last.
Yeah.
For the last 2 weeks.
Well, the good one, Larry said the reason why I don't tell them they crucified Mary Jones instead of Lance Armstrong is because nobody gives a fuck.
Let me tell you about something else that went wrong.
When was the last time you actually heard the name Tour de France on SportsCenter?
Right.
The commercials when they do the little bike they trying to promote, the little damn bike that they want,
you know, they
tell you how much it costs, which is probably $1 million bike that does everything. Yeah. You know that bike they do in their commercial.
But they do care about track and field, but they don't care about track and field every 4 years, but they do. Mm-hmm. I guess they still care about it. That's why.
Yeah. Hey, we need to switch the subject though.
Mm-hmm. What are we switching to?
We're gonna still stay with sport. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about these laws and the lake.
And how they suck.
Fire D'Antoni, trade the White House. Just you got to blow the shit up and start over. Like Colin Cowherd said, it's better to be really good or really bad. If you're stuck in the middle, you're gonna be stuck for a
bit. Well, they're really bad, so.
Yeah, they're awful.
They're really bad, but they do have the potential to be decent.
But you can't, stuck you in the can't bring a laughing hot hitter in them. Man, laugh at anything. He fouled the person, he laughed. He missed a free throw, he laughed.
Yeah.
What they do that in? He just
He just spoiled. He just spoiled athlete. Yeah. He probably been six feet tall since he was 12 years old.
Yeah. Now he got a little muscle and shit. He can wear a team shirt. He's straight now. That's what he think.
I just don't know. I ain't talking about
Dita contract.
he needs to go somewhere where he just feel like he wanted 24/7.
He's not going to do that when you got a man that trying to win the championship. He only got 2 years left on that contract. He don't want to sign a extension. Shit, Lee give me one of them years so I can leave Ty Jordan.
I couldn't even see him last a couple of his contract years.
But well, really, he got 2 years. That's it.
Really, if you really want, nobody wants to say it, the Lakers would be better off if they got rid of their Kobe Bryant deal. Because they owe him $60 million for the next 2 years. He makes 27 this year.
But he's, like, he's a defensive 30 he's a defensive next year. Coach.
Yeah, but see, that's a lot of cap room. That's a lot of money going against the Lakers.
But if you're going to get rid of Kobe, you have to bring in some other superstar in.
You're going to have to start over. The thing is, they're afraid to start over again. They just want to add pieces. They want to reload, but you have to start over again.
But if you can't do that, though, Andre, think about that, bro. You can do that. If you want to brought Antoine James, some of them folk.
But they're not in big deals, though, so, I mean, they don't really count.
But you signed a 40-year-old point guard. That was the most ridiculous trade for 2 years. You signed a 40-year-old point guard for 2 years.
But they traded
they
for him.
Right? He's the best point guard.
Well, they traded for him.
He's the best point guard that they could have got outside Chris Paul. They blackballed
A bunch of teams wanted to trade for that 40-year-old point guard.
He's still good. It's just D'Antoni shit is... just fucked up. He got.
You think it's his system or whatever?
Well, he won't tailor his system for the piece, the players they
and
have.
And that's can play with anybody.
If you
he's got Paul Gasol and doesn't know how to use.
Yeah, if you have 2 7-footers, you should be running half court.
Because he wants to just do that.
But Nash can run a half court offense. He's just like Chris Paul. He can set the pick. It's D'Antoni.
Yeah, D'Antoni don't like the half court offense.
Yeah.
You saw he was involved in New York.
Nash can run it.
Yeah, because New York is playing a lot.
We already know Nash ain't going to defend. Yeah, he knows him.
But I think what helped New York was signing to Jason Kidd because you actually got a little leadership on that team. Now.
Thank you.
Jason Kidd.
That's going to be the key.
If you notice everything.
They still won't be Miami. That's cool.
Their wins will go up.
Key James. Two championships.
Think about New Jersey before he got there. They sucked. They went to the finals the first year he got there. Yeah. It's Kidd. He's just a great leader. He even got Carmelo passing the ball. You know, Carmelo is like a black hole. That ball goes in, that motherfucker is not coming back out.
Yeah. That's true. He's become a better player.
I seen Carmelo score 40 points with no rebounds and no assists.
I'm like, shit! He did that with Iverson.
Yeah.
Like,
well, to me, that was a bad idea for him to go.
Iverson,
you got it.
Was it 2 years?
Something like that.
Iverson got blackballed. He ain't have nobody in Philly. You can say that. Terry Stackhouse, that damn mimic looking motherfucker, you can say that shit wrapped up. But he didn't have no. Who he had?
Yeah, what's the name?
Thank you. Pat Croce even got on there and said that he Twittered that.
They wasting.
They wasting. He could have got with somebody that had better talent. Because you seen that Joe time. You know how they did it. Mm-hmm. They promised them, but. Lee gonna fuck a lot of motherfuckers up.
I don't understand.
I don't understand Avery Johnson.
Well, you don't have a job anymore.
I don't understand how he got fired. He wasn't coaching here the first 2 months of the year.
He didn't say he got into it with the Russian. Not Jay-Z. He got into it with the Russian.
See, the Russian is the real owner of that team. Yeah. They beat just for fucking show.
They said they had differences. The Russian.
Well, he didn't get along with the players. They were tired of playing so long.
The ones on the bench were. Avery is hard nose, so you know how that is, though.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
They won 11 of the next two or something like that after?
Well, PJ, the one that got choked out by Spreewood.
Yeah.
With Muzzy Bowles on the
so he was always good coach.
Yeah.
He just got called for that controversy all the time. I think that kind of derailed his career for a little while. Shit, he back on point now. And it's
but you know, he was a good off. He was my spur. He was assistant coach with them when they won them championship then. I'd be there. That's an incredible. He's great.
And you know, New York got a chance to do something, but.
They won't beat
them. Because I don't like how the Heat playing. I don't know. There's something going on.
Boy, they all right, man. It's Hollywood, man. They go in front of the cameras and this and that. They'll turn it on at the end. I'm telling you that. I hate to say that. They here. Because they're going to beat Greg Oden. He's healthy. They got Brewer, man.
They're going
to
pick up who?
Greg Oden healthy. And they got Grant Johnson. They got Birdman. They got
Grant Olden played for 4 years and played the 82 games. That's one season. That means he spent 3 years in suits.
Yeah.
Watching the game. No.
But last year they won it without a center. So look, what the difference then?
Looking 100 years old.
What a different one.
I mean, they can do it, but I just don't
know the way. Who's going to stop them? Who's going to stop them this year in the East?
No, they're going to take through the East.
Yeah.
But I believe Oklahoma City can get
it. They won't. Oklahoma City won't do it.
I believe Harden choked last year in the finals.
I don't. I don't think they gave. When that Westbrook go and just start acting erratic. unless he got, the written to calm me down. The written to calm me down. I was here with the Clipper beat him. Not the Clipper, but the one Golden State. Mark Jackson got them boy playing good.
Yeah, Golden State.
Golden State playing good. They gonna beat OKC. They gonna beat Miami. They gonna beat the one the Clippers.
Everybody Memphis, like, you never know what Memphis is gonna do. Memphis like that.
Yeah, I agree with you on them.
And the Clippers, I just don't trust the Clippers. I just
you already know what they gonna do. They get in there. We're not gonna sign you now. Chris Paul to the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban bought him another team. Yay! He get a ring to the other Texas. He gonna get a ring to the other Texas. You already know it. Tupac told me, white man's world. Man. He would told you that. He would told you that now.
So
you seen when they beat LeBron and when he gave that doing to that doing old owner the Dallas doing
I forget
that bitch like J.R. Ewing, man. He gave that damn trophy to.
Well, see, that's Miami's fault. They lost that series. You cannot sit there and celebrate. You mean when they got up by 20 in this game too?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot sit there and celebrate in front of grown men and try to embarrass them on.
LeBron should have did what he did in that Boston game last year. Yeah. He just bounced them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch can't check him.
Mm-hmm.
They can't check him. You know, you do what you do. He can't check him. And guess what's going to happen? No, the White House on their way out. Guess what? Kobe's going to promote this. LeBron is not going to be in Miami long. He's taking their talent to L.A. Kobe's going to put him out there.
They said that was the plan.
Kobe's going to be up in the office.
So you don't think he's going to go to Cleveland?
Oh, hell no. He's going to L.A. That's what I'm talking about. He's going to L.A.
They said that's the plan.
Who y'all talking about?
LeBron, he's going to L.A.
Yeah, that, if the Lakers make a trade, they're not going to take on cap space.
No.
They're tied up in the next 2 years.
Yeah. That's a lot of money that I'm fixing this couple of years.
Yeah, a lot
of freaking money going up.
Well, he got a punt going now. My boy from Duke bad. My boy bad like Mike.
Is it going to be the same thing when he was there? It was pretty much the LeBron show against no one else.
Oh, he got
a championship.
Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you've been putting
a championship now. I think that's really what he wanted.
Yeah.
Championship.
He didn't know how to win, but one. You know, anybody going to say, I want to win one, I'm going to win two, I'm going to win three.
I mean, just,
but he got to get rid of that gold, though, too. So, well, he brought me in Miami. Bosh Spice. You're gold.
Think about how close Kid came not to win the championship. Yeah. He came really fucking close not to win the championship.
He ran into those Spurs. LeBron ran into them. That's why I thought last year was going to be a repeat.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Dallas getting
it again? When we was getting OKC, when the Spurs were getting OKC,
mm-hmm.
we swept LeBron in that series. So I thought maybe it's going to be a repeat of that.
OKC was playing good. I thought that was a good thing to get rid of Harden.
I don't. Because at the end of the day, Westbrook going to go with Reddit, unless old boy from VCU can come in.
You talking about Martin?
Nah, Martin ain't from VCU. Martin, we're shooting that motherfucker from down Houston.
He can shoot,
man. Yeah, but Harden know how to control that offense. Webber better at it. Martin don't know how to run the point.
Really?
The old boy from VCU. The guard. That was hurt last year.
What are you talking about? Oh,
shit. You know what I'm talking about. He was hurt last year.
The brown skin dude.
Damn. Shit. You know what I'm talking about. Because he can calm it down, too. He's there now, so he...
I know exactly what you're talking about. I haven't seen his face.
But, I mean, it's looking
Reason why it's looking good because Baca's stepping up.
Yeah.
He's stepping up. But ultimately, the reason why it's looking good is because of the rank.
And you seen when he dunked on the Clippers?
I saw that dunk.
He had a good dunk last night.
That bitch look like damn girl.
all these over the rim.
How you get almost your whole body over the rim?
I didn't think he was
going to be that good. Look at waist over the rim.
He was so skinny when he came to the league. I didn't think he was going to be that good.
Wait.
He was super.
We know him and LeBron go to the same barber.
You know what I mean? Still LeBron.
Sherman Hill, man.
Baby. Salute like this.
That mean cut it bald.
Tim Durant made that movie. You don't see that shit in that movie?
What, the Thunder?
I didn't think that was a real movie, man. You remember, we on side him up all the time. And y'all asked me, like, is that a real movie? I said, oh, man, that's just a condition.
There's two movies I didn't think were real when I saw. It's that movie and that Jack and Jill movie.
I didn't think that was a real movie. I didn't either, man.
Now, those are two movies I didn't think were real fucking movies.
But they real movies.
When I saw a trailer for Jack and Jill, I said, okay, this is like a parody or something. He probably going to play himself or something. Yeah. The thing where he can't tell a lie. I've seen that movie before. That's called Liar Liar. You got what's the other movie he made where the girl's imagination comes to life or whatever? It's like his daughter. Oh god, it's like anything she said came true. She made a wish or something like that. I've seen that movie before. Adam Sandler made that movie too, about the for Disney. So I've seen that movie before too.
To my clip?
No, the that one with he tell the kids the story. So I seen that movie before. Mm-hmm. I don't understand Eddie Murphy. He used to make like, that's like when they gave him that tribute. I was like, he did shit in 20 fucking years.
Right. He did shit since damn another professional.
Boomerang. What's the last real? I give him Boomerang, but his last classic movie was Coming to America. That was like his real last classic movie.
And that would make his, career real short because you got like Trading Places. You got Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. And 3.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we just talking about really good.
The classic. He has some classic movies.
48 Hours.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights. That's like 6 or 7.
Harlem Nights a hood classic, though. I like Harlem Nights. Let's be honest. Hood classic like Friday.
Yeah.
Hood classic.
No, Friday's not a hood classic. White people can quote Friday like,
That's true. So he had about 6 or 7 movies, and then count Boomerang, and then after that he did go on a
high was straight though.
This team of
Jim, and then
he did Beverly Hills
Cop 3 came out.
No, he made Metro.
Yeah,
which was Beverly Hills Cop 3 until he made Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty much the same movie.
It's like, what about the movie he made with Rob De Niro? Oh, that shit sucks.
Showtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Seemed like a good idea.
At the time. And Rob De Niro messed up his resume so much.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God.
Done, Dada.
You were in the fucking Godfather in the Mean Streets for God.
Right.
The shit you do.
What is going on?
Why you do the shit you did after that?
Really? You gonna do Rocky and Bullwinkle? Really?
Oh, I forgot. Wait, you impersonate yourself?
Okay, freak.
Okay, freak.
That's what
you give with okay, freak.
And then you did meet the parents.
Which is really good.
Nah,
I did like Robert De Niro, wasn't it?
Then you didn't analyze this, but then you also didn't analyze that.
Yeah, I did like him on what's his name though. With Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, the Dodger movie.
Oh, I ain't never seen that.
Men of Honor. That man, he did that.
Cookie.
He did his thing on that.
But he's supposed to be doing a new movie.
He just got nominated for an Oscar for the Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, he did. There's something else he's supposed to be doing that was in the magazine. What was it?
He's no telling.
I think I sent it to you on Facebook. The hell that shit is. I think I sent it to you too.
You didn't send me nothing on Facebook. Well, Eddie Murphy did make Dream Girls. He did get nominated for Kevin Walker.
Yeah, he did.
Which I thought was going to be like the then turning point. He came point. Out with Norbit like the same weekend that he held the Academy Award. But I'm like, right. You cannot fucking do that.
He might well have took it that and been on Screen 3. Well, I seen that shit. I was like, wow.
That.
And they talking about they finna make a Screen 4.
They already made a Screen 4. We on Screen 5.
They are actually doing that.
Yeah, they do. They.
I knew because I thought Scream 4 was a flop.
It was. The movie see Scream 4. I was like, really?
I didn't. I just seen it a while back. I'm like, oh, cousin? What's up, cousin?
No.
Oh, yeah. Fucking cousin. Jealous?
Spoiler alert. What?
The comedian is the one that he's doing, Robert De Niro. I think it's him and. Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's what it is. I stand corrected.
It might be though.
Screen 5.
They talking about that. I thought for sure that was a flop. I was like, well, Screen 4. Yes, that was. Gotta get, because they were talking about doing a new trilogy. I was like, well, that's it.
That is it.
They should have been made her being the killer, but in the 4. Nah, in 4, she was hard as hell. Nah, she was like LL Cool. She was hard as hell.
Now, you see how she rated that high? She
was, I don't understand how. That character is not in a fucking insane asylum because she's been through some traumatic shit.
But she told it now. Now you got to look at it now. When she ran in that house, when old girl told her that her friend was getting killed, she ran around the house. She busted that bitch. Yeah, you been through that? Either you gonna be insane or you finna come in there and fuck a nigga up?
You know, really kidding about horror movies that take place in America. This is what everybody has fucking done. Nobody.
You the fucking gun.
Nobody.
That's how the two cops that got killed in Scream 4.
This is looking up on get killed.
It's only two killers in the beat. A fucking nerd and a fucking one. I'm finna beat your ass. I don't give a damn what you doing. A one and a fucking nerd? I don't care how psycho you is. I'm finna grab it. I'm putting my ball. I'm putting my balls. We'll go back to that.
That shit. I hate all of them. It's like me, they just say, if black people have money, they do not know how to fucking act.
They do the fuck they want to do. They don't know how to act. They fool the fuck. But if the camera take it, we got money. We don't know how to act. No, we ain't got money. We not at, but we just saying shit.
Love and hip hop.
Real on a highway.
All that shit just say this like. Black people don't
care. That she just killed me too. I'm like, shit, you got money with a skate, but you just sit on the. I got you. Okay.
I don't like them shows like this.
I do like that Kevin Hart.
That Kevin Hart
shit
is funny.
It's funny. I don't like. It's just old drunk.
I guess we recorded enough. Thanks for listening.
Alright listeners, we decided to get Leroy Jetstream's comments on the whole Manateo situation. He offers some very different insights than what we thought about, so we hope you enjoy them.
Okay, here are my thoughts on Manateo Tail. Let me keep it brief. I really feel sorry for the guy. I think he really did believe that this was his girlfriend. And, you know, people are like, well, why hasn't he seen her? And you know, a lot of people forget that plenty of people had, or do still have, long-distance relationships through chat rooms and talk to people they've never even met before overseas or in different states. So, I mean, that's not no really big thing that's new. I just feel bad because this was a hoax and this guy genuinely cared, you know, for this girl and believed this girl was real. So, I feel that he's a victim in this hoax. And I think everybody should kind of just ease up off of him and, you know, stop calling the guy, know, people called him like stupid and dumb and naive and how could he, and you know, look, I mean, the guy's in college, he's playing football, he has a hectic schedule, he's just trying to do the best he can, and you know, the guy just believes in like true love. He found somebody that he connected with, and that's it, simply. You know, he was just caught up in a very vicious, horrible hoax. So, you know, I feel sorry for the guy, and I hope everything will work out for him. This doesn't, you know, jeopardize his career. A lot of people just try to really belittle the guy and just done stupid stuff to him, and you know, it's, you know, what can I say? But that's all I really have to say about that.
Now it's time for some shout-outs. Shout-outs go to our devoted followers at DavidMac90, at Rashani of the Single Simulcast Podcast, CT at StWalker191, William Bruce West, who can be found on Twitter at William B. West or at his website, willsworldofwonder.ecrater.com. More shout-outs go to at Claymation Howl on Twitter, at Underscoop Fire, which you can also listen to the Underscoop Fire podcast, a great podcast. You can also follow at Meister Shake and at Count_Marzo on Twitter. Follow Tim's other podcast, the Cold Slither Podcast, at Cold Slither Pod on Twitter, and follow the host at Classic Materia and at Eclectic, host of the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. You can also follow that podcast on Twitter at PodcastEDP. Follow our host, Tim Dog, at TimDog98, Mr. Bamf at Mr. Bamf on Twitter. Leroy Jetstream can be found at Leroy_Jetstream. Myself, my podcast, my Twitter handle is at @The_Adam_Black. And on behalf of Tim, Mr. Bamf, and Leroy Jetstream, I'm the Adam Black, and I'm signing us off. See you next week.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Coming to green with them, you're never walking out again. Till you're back on the wolf pack.